the Indians taught us to make and enjoy maple sugar. In northern Minnesota, one tribe still continues this industry, selling pure maple sugar in birch bark containers, much the same as their forefathers made before the coming of the white man. Today, the chief maple sugar center is in the northeastern states. Both the sugar and the syrup are products of the hard maple or sugar maple. The method of getting the sap and making it into sugar is simple. About the middle of March, the tapping of the tree begins, and the sap flows for the following month or 6 weeks. Two holes, less than a half inch in diameter, are bored about 2 inches deep in the trunk of the tree, and a wooden spigot is inserted in these holes to conduct the sap to a bucket directly beneath. This sap is then collected, poured into great iron kettles, and boiled to a syrup. Cooking longer, until the syrup is like wax, produces maple sugar. An average tree provides over 20 gallons of sap each season, and this can be boiled down to about 4 pounds of sugar or 2 quarts of syrup. Proper tapping is not injurious to the trees. As certain woods increased in value, wood veneers have become another important forest product. Some kinds of woods are so valuable and are becoming so scarce that it pays to cut them into very thin sheets or slices and glue them to a backing of some more common and cheaper wood. For furniture, these thin pieces of veneer give the same appearance as if they were of solid wood, but this piecing together has other advantages. Drawers, for example, made up of several layers of veneer, are stronger and less likely to warp and crack than if they were all of one piece. Most veneers are made by first boiling a log for some hours to soften it, and then revolving the log by machinery against a sharp knife. As it turns, the knife bites into the wood, and a long thin sheet of veneer is peeled away. Woods chiefly used for this purpose are the high-priced kinds, such as mahogany, Spanish cedar, and Circassian walnut. As our valuable hardwood trees become increasingly scarce, more and more kinds of woods are used for veneers.